From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Grayson Jenkins, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
I've seen a thousand sunsets that painted all the skies, and I've watched a blue moon dance on a clear Kentucky night, and I've seen the stars burning a million miles high, but I've never seen nothing like your eyes. I could roam the rest of my life searching for something that made me feel just right. I don't know what I'd find, but this much is true. There's not a wonder in this world like you. No, there's not a wonder in this world like I felt the Mississippi roll between my toes, watched it drift on south into the Gulf of Mexico, and I felt those torrent waters, baby, mighty and bold, but your love is the strongest thing that I've known. I could roam the rest of my life searching for something that made me feel just right. I don't know what I'd find, but this much is true. There's not a wonder in this world like you. No, there's not a wonder in this world like you. I could roam the rest of my life searching for something that made me feel just right. And I don't know what I'd find, but this much is true. There's not a wonder in this world like you. No, there's not a wonder. Not a wonder in this world like you. 2, 3, 4.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio open mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and along with Brad Becker, we are here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 578th live concert performance, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we are so pleased to present another night of great live music with a return visit from Grayson Jenkins. Grayson is a native of the Rolling Hills and coal mining communities of rural Western Kentucky. He is a singer-songwriter who now calls Lexington, Kentucky his home. Grayson's music reflects his influences from all genres, whether it's country, blues, rock, or bluegrass. His lyrics are inspired by the words of Mark Twain, who always said, "Write what you know." Please welcome Grayson Jenkins to the Red Barn stage.
Sometimes Sunday morning, I stumbled from my bed, afraid of what the mirror might say to me. And memories of you so strong, a classic case of love gone wrong. Maybe someday I'll get it right. Somewhere in Kentucky, there's a man who's feeling lucky, sleeping with a woman that once was mine. Somewhere two lovers lie together side by side in a place that once was mine. When I see you on the street, I wonder why you don't speak. Guess some broken hearts never mend. And things I wish I'd said, they feel as empty as my bed. Maybe someday I'll get it right. Somewhere in Kentucky, there's a man who's feeling lucky, sleeping with a woman that once was mine. Somewhere two lovers lie together side by side in a place that once was mine. Somewhere in Kentucky, there's a man together side by side in a place that once was mine. In a place that once was mine.
Great job. Thank you so much. And let me turn the show over to you for a while. So here's Brad Becker to speak more with Grayson Jenkins.
Thanks, Renee. Grayson, nice to see you again.
Good to see you again too, man.
Hey, before we talk about what's been happening in your life since I saw you last, maybe you could just tell folks a little bit about the place where you grew up and how that shaped you.
I grew up in Muhlenberg County, Kentucky. Has anybody ever been there? A few folks? Okay. There you go. Yeah, Muhlenberg County in Western Kentucky. Every place I go, people ask, is that the place about the John Prine, from the John Prine?
Yeah, song? I imagine they do say that.
Which is not a bad thing.
And is it just the way that John Prine depicts it?
pretty close. We shot some pop bottles. There were snakes. And there were Coltranes. It's a pretty place. There's really good people there. I feel fortunate after having traveled a lot to different places to be where I'm from. I've traveled to a lot of places that I love, but there's something special about where you grow up and what it means to you. And so I feel fortunate to have grown up there.
Did you have family members who were in the coal business?
Yes, my dad was a coal miner. My brother is a coal miner currently. Huh. He works underground. He's a mechanic. So yeah, definitely grew up in a coal family and tobacco too. Hmm. My mom's whole side of the family was really big into the tobacco farms. And then with the buyout, kind of had to repurpose and find other work and repurpose the land.
Drove all night on the 4-lane, cross the river by sunrise, headed east to the bluegrass with only shadows left behind. About a year ago in July, I was driving the other way, headed out for my new life in another town, another state. Sometimes in life you make it when you take off on your own, but tonight I had to leave it all in Lincoln, 'cause tonight seeing strangers on the corner can make you start to change yourself. And now when I look in the mirror, I see a stranger in myself. Sometimes in life you make it when you take off on your tonight it's time for me to go back home. Yeah, tonight it's time for me to go back home.
Thank you.
You have some pretty strong recollections of being a young person and your dad coming home from work, things like that?
Yeah, because he worked a lot of 12-hour shifts, and so you better shut up and go to bed, kind of, because if he would come in and we were rowdy, that was not the most enjoyable thing when he had to get up at 4:30 or whatever for work. And yeah, he would come in dirty, and you know, it was a hard day's work, and so I feel really fortunate to get to play music, which is a lot less physically straining on the body as
yeah,
what he
right.
did to earn a living to feed a family.
You have siblings?
I do. I have a sister who lives here in Lexington, and then my brother, like I said, is a coal miner. He's back home, and also have a stepbrother and stepsister, and a two half-sisters, so big family.
All right.
And lots of cousins, and so I don't get back as often as I probably should or do, but when we do get together, it's a good time.
When you were growing up, were things kind of tight around the house, or did you all have good enough means to do what you wanted to do? And
Yeah, good enough means to do what we wanted to do. I would say we were definitely lower middle class, and looking back now, it's like, man, we didn't really have a whole lot of money. But at the time, I never knew it. We had a farm. We raised goats, and so I was out there doing that and just completely enthralled with whatever I was into. So I never knew the difference between, like, having the nicest shoes or any of that stuff. It wasn't really till I went to college that I was like, okay, yeah, we might have been a little lower on the poverty scale.
Was college education part of your family values, or was that sort of a departure for you from some of the values that were at the core for your family?
I would say a bit of a departure. My stepmother has a four-year degree. My mom had an associate's, but I was really the first one from my family, blood-related, that went off to college. My sister went 4 years before me, but first generation, you know, that went off to a four-year university. So it was definitely different, especially Lexington, which is 2.5 hours away.
Yeah.
So that was, I viewed it as kind of Gotham City whenever I was in. The first time I drove up here, I didn't have a GPS, and I got lost as soon as I got to town. I went to the first Walmart and spent whatever money I had on a GPS because I was terrified to be lost.
Little Junior Walker walking down the street. He's headed down to the Speedy for a bite to eat. A gold-tooth display and a scruffy chin. He come running over with a big old grin. And he said, boy, you know that everybody wants a bigger piece of the pie.
Was it a small high school that you went to?
Yeah, I think I graduated with about 120. We started with 150-something, and then I think 120 of us graduated or so. So it was mid-sized, I guess, compared to some other Kentucky high schools.
And when did you set your eyes on moving away, and was that challenging?
Yeah, it was. When I went into high school, I probably thought that I would do what the rest of my family had done, which was get a job locally or maybe get some type of trade degree. But I went to and had an opportunity to go to the Governor Scholar Program here in Kentucky, and that totally changed everything. I was just thinking the other day how much of an impact those 6 weeks had on me. That was between my junior and senior year of high school. And so I met people from all over the state who were a lot different than some of the people that I grew up with. And then after that, that allowed me to get a full tuition scholarship at UK. And so it was a no-brainer at that point.
Did you just say what it was that impacted you most about Governor Scholar Program? That was that you were with just a whole different group of people, a real diverse group of people?
I'll never forget. My roommate was Pakistani, and it was likely one of the first Middle Eastern people that I'd ever had a conversation with, which was crazy to look back and think about how sheltered we really were. But yeah, that was a totally different experience for me, and just the people I met. I met people from Louisville and Lexington who had totally different upbringings than what I had in Western Kentucky. And so that allowed me to think, okay, I can do this. I'm, you know, on the same level as these people. I can go out and do these things. I can go to a four-year university. I can play music. I can do these things.
Did their emphasis at Governor Scholars Program go into arts at all, or what exactly happens there in terms of coursework?
So you're assigned a major, and then you have a seminar, which is basically like a minor, and there's no grades or anything, which is, it was probably the least stressful time in my life. But you're on this college campus. I was at Center College in Danville, which is a beautiful little campus. So my major was environmental studies, and we would go on trips to see like Natural Bridge. We went to Cave Run Lake. We would go out, and our teacher, who was a high school biology teacher, and he would take us around on trips. And then a little bit different for me, much different, was my seminar, which was creative writing, which I thought was pretty silly at the time. And I had never written any songs or even thought about it, but I was pretty bored in that class. And looking back, it's like I wish I would have taken a little more advantage of some of the stuff they were trying to teach us.
So you had not really gotten yourself into doing much music before the time that you went to a Governor Scholar?
Right, yeah, I didn't really start playing a lot of music until my freshman year of college, because, you know, it's like the old thing, you go to college and there's some guy playing a guitar, and that's what everybody likes to listen to. And so I had a roommate that played, and he would teach me stuff, so that's really when I got the bug. I had always liked music, but hadn't really been playing that long.
I'm just a young man, that's what I'm told. This life I'm living makes me feel pretty old. There's talking heads on every show, at every hour ringing a telephone. I think I'd be better off somewhere out there alone. I think I'll let go and let the wind take my soul, where it needs to blow, right down the open highway to places I don't. I hear calling me out west to a town where I can breathe and forget about the rest. The rush and rush of this daily life provides me all my means, but at what price? Sometimes I feel like I've never really been alive. I think I'll let go. Places I don't know. Yeah, and I'll
This is a song, a new song, that I'm still kind of working out. I was trying to decide whether to put it on the set list or not. But it's about this strip of Main Street in my hometown. And you pass by one of the churches I went to for a while growing up. And so it's the church sign that you see every time you go to town.
Best Way Dry Cleaners down on the Main Strip. I've waited 12 hours to smoke this cigarette. Makes for a long day, but hell, I like to work. Drive uptown hill like I do every night. On my way home, down at the coal mine, there sits that church sign. It's glowing again. Says you get what you deserve, and people get what they put in. Sometimes a man don't get to choose what he wants to do. He just works his ass off, and he packs his lunch, and he ties up his boots. At least that's what I do. I guess I could have run away to another town in a better place. Oh, but gas ain't getting cheaper, and running sure as hell doesn't pay. There sits a deputy right through the four-way. He waves me on by, 'cause I'm clean nowadays. It's been 3 years now since they let me out again. Guess you get what you deserve, and people get what they put in. Well, sometimes a man don't get to choose what he wants to do. He just works his ass off, and he packs his lunch, and he ties up his boots. At least that's what I do. Well, I guess I could have run away to another town in a better place. Oh, but gas ain't getting cheaper, and running sure doesn't pay.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Grayson Jenkins, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more of Grayson Jenkins after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.